The mitzvah of Karban Pesach begins on Yud Daled Nisan at Chatzos at noon on Erev Pesach. So that's when the chiyuv to offer a Karban Pesach begins, and it has to be offered in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, before sunset, before Shkia. So that's the halacha. And there's, when is a person no longer able to bring a Karban Pesach? So one of the exemptions, so if you're Tameh, but if you're a Derech, if you're Bederech Rechoka, in other words, if you're so far away from Yerushalayim, let's say Erev Pesach, if Erev Pesach, Echatzos, you are so far away from Yerushalayim, that even if you walked nonstop at a reasonable rate, you wouldn't enter Yerushalayim before Shkia. The Rambam has a different shot, but according to many, you have to be, if you're on, so the 14th of Nisan, if you're by noon Erev Pesach, you have to be able to be in walking distance, i.e. if you did nonstop walking at a reasonable pace, no running allowed, and you get there before Shkia, if not, you consider Derech Rechoka. And therefore, you can't relate to the Karban Pesach. You can't relate to Yerushalayim, and therefore you can't bring the Karban Pesach. What about someone, the Gemara in Psachim 92b says, that let's say you became a partner in someone else's Karban Pesach, right, so if he was Derech Rechoka, and I guess even if he did it in that normal manner and somehow wanted to join someone else, it's also considered Derech Rechoka. And you were not considered Bedera Krova. But if you are within an Erev Pesach Chatzos, you're considered Bedera Krova, you could join a chabura with the Karban Pesach and fulfill the mitzvah. And if you're Derech Krova, you bring it. If you're Derech Rechoka, so we know that's the halacha of Pesach Sheni. That if you can't bring it then, so then you have to wait until the 14th of Iyar. So that's the Gemara in Psachim 92b discussing Derech, the halacha. You have to be a Derech Krova to be involved in the Karban Pesach. If you're a Derech Rechoka, and that is Erev Pesach Echatzos, you have to be able to walk at a normal pace to get to Yerushalayim before Shkia. So there's in the Sefer Chaim Ubracha, the Mishmeres Shalom, Rav Shakta quotes that, and Rav Shakta says over many times, that after the Nodeb Yehuda passed away, among his Talmidim, they had a Chakira, they were debating, what's Pshat in Derech Rechoka? How do we define Derech Rechoka Bizman Hazeh? Is, as we said in the Gemara, the distance it takes to walk by foot to Yerushalayim, is that inherent in the definition of Derech Rechoka? Well, no. That was just an example, that since that was the way people walked during that day, but now that we have cars, trains, so maybe Derech Rechoka would be further away. So that was the debate among the Talmidim of the Nodeb Yehuda. And this was in the late 1700s. So therefore, it wasn't halacha l'maisa in turn to the Karban Pesach. And therefore, they said, you know what? It's a sveika d'dina, we don't know. They said, Mehera Yibana, the third Beis HaMikdash, there'll be Tchias HaMesim, and they said, we'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't say to go to Eliyahu HaNavi. They said, they'll ask Moshe Rabbeinu the Shaila. So that was the debate then. So Rav Shechter points out The Gemara Moi Katan Chafala from Beis and Tosas there, Makam Korah, regarding the Indian of Avela. So it's true, the halacha of Karban Peitak didn't apply then or now. However, the Gemara tells us another halacha that we use from Karban Peitak. What halacha is that? That if the family is sitting Shiva and someone, one of the Avelim show up, they weren't aware at the time and they wanted to join the Avelim before the Shiva. So there's halacha, you could join them in the middle and you could just end regular time. People will like that. So the Gemara says, and as we said, Chav Aleph Amud Beis and Moed Katan, when do we say you could join? That's only where the relative in question came from, a Makam Karov. And what do you mean, Makam Karov? So the Rishonim point out, they get the definition of Makam Karov or Makam Rachok from the din of Karban Pesach. So if the relative was close enough to the base Avel, not to Yerushalayim, but the base of Avel when Shiva began, that he would be able to arrive within one day, if he's one day's walking distance at a reasonable pace, he's considered to be Makam Karov. So that was the question. So for the base Amikdash, we could wait for Eliyahu Hanavi and Moshe Rabbeinu. But for this question, we can't. So what do we do? So even though the Karban Pesach question wasn't resolved, the post can point out, based on another Gemara in Moed Katan, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that halacha l'divrei hamekel ba'avelus, that by avelus we are lenient, and therefore, even if the avel was more than 10 parshas away from the base of avel, but if by plane or by train, car, or some other modern mechanism, which is the normal way of traveling today, if he could get there within the day, he could just join the Shiva and end with his family. So Rav Moshe Feinstein raised a question. He said, if that's the case, then today people fly by plane. So therefore, you could basically get just about anywhere from one side of the world to the other within one day. I guess most places. Therefore, the question is, so maybe the halacha of Makam Rachok or Derek Rachok doesn't apply anymore. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, no, his shita was, at least for this, that no, the Torah is eternal, and it has to be. Maybe what is a Makam Rachok, what is a Makam Karov might differ, but that halacha has to apply. So therefore, if you could go from one place to another, so what's Rav Moshe's definition? And so Rav Moshe felt that a person has to be at least on the same continent as the Beis HaAvel in order to be considered Makam Karov. And if you're in a different continent, you can't relate to the city, and therefore you're not considered part of, you'd have to do your own Shiva count. And therefore, he said, between Eretz Yisrael and America, he felt this halacha, even though you could do it in one day, you wouldn't fit, for this halacha, you wouldn't fit into Derek Krova. So that's the major issue. So it's clear by Karban Pesach, back in the time of the Gemara, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the time it took you to walk to Yerushalayim before Shkia, at the normal pace, so then you'd be able to be participating in the Karban Pesach, not you a Derek Rechoka. The Noah Debihudis Tamidim raised that question in the late 1700s after he passed away. Of course, the question is, why didn't they raise it while he was alive and ask him? But they raised it after he passed away, and the Masupik, whether the Dina Gemara is, you define it by walking always, or you go by the modern day travel. So they were Masupik, so therefore, it's not Halach L'maisa, so they could wait for Eliyahu and Moshe. But however, the post can say it is Halach L'maisa regarding the question of joining Shiva in process. You have to be in a Makam Karov. So what's the definition of a Makam Karov? To get somewhere in the same day. So if you go by foot, then you're not going to have too many places. But if you go by plane, So then you could basically almost be anywhere. So halacha gedibrei hameiko ba'avelus, and we are meiko though it goes by plane. However, Ramosha said it only applies to if you're on the same continent, because he wanted, he said the law of derek rechoka has to still apply. So he said he felt that if you're on a different continent, you can't say you're part of the Beis Avel. And Rav Schachter always concluded with the famous statement of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who lived in Europe. He used to always say, "Libi b'Mizrach, v'ani b'Sof Marav." That's even my heart's in, even though I wasn't living in Israel. But Libi b'Mizrach, my heart's towards the east, towards Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash. However, Rav Schachter wants to say, based on Rav Moshe, that if we live in America, we're a different continent. So therefore, even if we're living in America, even though, of course, we all are Libi b'Mizrach, but he's saying, halachically, we can't be considered Libi b'Mizrach because Eretz Yisrael cannot be considered his makam. So b'machshava, we hopefully are, but based on remote, that's what Rav Schachter pointed out. That's the halacha of Derech Rechoka regarding a Karban Pesach, and that was the Mesupik, how do you define it? The Talmidim and the Odu Yehuda, and then the issue by Avelis, whether you are part of the Beis Avel or not. So there's still Mesupik, but halacha didn't have Meiko by Avelis. And therefore, one can join, but Ramosha put a limit on it, on the same continent, so from America to Israel, you can't be considered part of the Beis HaAvel.